WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Good morning. Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning as we are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport for the very first day of the Cape Air service from New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford. And the airport is already filling up with folks. And again, if you want to come down here and wave off the plane as it takes off at 8:15, you can do so by going to the observation tower. So they don't want you to fill up the airport with a whole bunch of people because they've got a lot of folks coming in here and they're doing ceremonies and things like that. However, you can go to the observation deck and watch things from there. And we'll have some of those folks coming through here, I'm sure, to talk with us throughout the course of the morning. I'm going to be here until 8 a.m. and then I'm getting on that flight. And then Council President Shane Burgo, normally our guest in the 8 o'clock hour on Mondays, is instead going to take over and be the host. And then Chris McCarthy will be here from 9 to noon. He will be taking your calls. Hopefully, we'll get the phones back up and running. We got logged out of the computer that allows us to remotely access the phones, so you cannot call in right now. And please don't call the airport to try to reach us because we can't answer the phone here either. But you can send us app chat messages on the WBSM app. And, of course, we've got a lot of important things that we can talk about with you as we go out throughout the course of the morning. As I mentioned earlier today, we do have 10 new Money Talks cash codes for you today. Your first one will come at 8 a.m., and you'll get one every hour through the 5 p.m. hour. So there's one at 5 p.m. too. And every one of those is a chance for you to enter to win $1,000. And you could be $1,000 richer, or in a couple of weeks, we're going to have our $10,000 Thursdays. I have to check the calendar. The next 2 weeks. So not this week, but the week after, and the week after that will be $10,000 Thursdays, your chance to possibly win $10,000 on those days. So, and the really great thing about this is you're already listening to the station. This is just a way to get paid on top of that. And it's brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. They are the sponsors of Money Talks here on WBSM. So we were talking earlier this morning, too, not only about these flights, which I think, you know, if you are someone who travels frequently, this is going to become your new best friend. This is going to become your new preferred method of getting to Boston for the time it's going to save. And think about this, too. How many times have you tried to get someone to give you a ride to Boston and you say, oh, well, you know, I'll give you this much money, or I'll give you this, I'll do that, or I'll owe you a favor. And how many times have you not been able to find somebody and you've had to get yourself like an Uber or one of those, you know, the people who just drive back and forth from the South Coast to Logan all day, and you've said, well, I paid a lot of money for that. Well, you could be paying probably about the same, maybe even less, to just fly right out of New Bedford and be in Boston in roughly a half an hour. So instead of being stuck on the road with a driver who you don't know and is trying to have a conversation with you, or you're awkwardly trying to avoid conversation, looking at your phone or what have you, you can just get on a plane. And before you know it, you'll be in Boston at Logan Airport, already checked through TSA, already screened here in New Bedford with their brand new state-of-the-art. Like, you haven't seen a device like this before, because there's only one other one in the state. So when you come here and you see it, you're going to say, oh, this is the future. And also, you're only getting on the plane with a handful of people. So you're going to be able to get on that plane very quickly, as opposed to when you go try to go through TSA in Boston and there could be hundreds of people in line in front of you. Here, there's going to be 7 people in line in front of you. So it's a much better way to travel, a much easier way to travel. And as I was saying earlier, you'll feel like you're, you know, a bigwig. You'll feel like you're flying private because it is a small plane with just a few other people on it. And when you arrive in Boston, people are going to be like, who's that? Who's that getting off that Cape Air flight? So you can find out more about it by going to capeair.com if you want to book. Or the better thing to do, at least for the next hour or so until they do the giveaway, the best thing to do would be to go to WBSM.com and click on the Win Cape Air Passes tab, because there you have a bunch of different things you can do to try to earn an entry into that contest, whether it be, you know, following Cape Air on social media or following us on social media or things like that. And one of those options is visit the Cape Air website. So if you click on that just to find out more about these flights, but you go through that portal to get to it, just by looking and finding out more information, you're entered to win a pair of passes. So you could just be going there just to find out and then walk away with a pair of passes to on Cape Air. So check that out at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Again, I wish I could have you call in on the phone, but we don't have that working right now. We're working on getting that going. However, you can send us app chat messages on the WBSM app, and I can check those as well. This morning, we were also giving you the update on that story that broke Friday, where we had heard about it Friday morning, the story out of Rehoboth, where that same property where the body of pregnant teenager Kylie Montero was found a few weeks ago, the same property that was the residence of her boyfriend, and where he allegedly murdered her and buried her body on that property, that same property had two people who were found unresponsive on Friday morning by a relative. They were living in a van on the property, and one of them was deceased when the authorities arrived. The other, so the man, 54-year-old David Lund, he was deceased, and his 48-year-old wife was taken to a local hospital and then taken to Boston from there, I believe, and she is in critical but stable condition. And they haven't given us any information regarding her identity or exactly what might be going on. What the DA's office did say is that there was no sign of carbon monoxide, which was originally what we had heard reported to us Friday morning, was that these people had been living in the van and had succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning. They were indeed living in the van on the property. However, the fire department arrived and there was no sign of carbon monoxide. Now, does that mean that it could have happened so much earlier that it dissipated? I don't know the specifics of that. But they did say, the DA's office did say, that this couple had a history of drug use. So now there could have been other factors involved. But what happens is they turn over the deceased body to the Office of the State Medical Examiner, and then the state medical examiner will be the one to conduct the autopsy and determine a cause of death. So you don't normally see you don't normally see that much information even at the start of an investigation. Usually they are holding off until the ME says something. So the fact that the DA's office pointed out the history of drug use, it makes me think that this may be something that is drug related. So I don't know. We will certainly keep an eye on that story, and if any updates come about, we will bring them to you as soon as we can. But that's all that we know at this point in time. And hopefully, you know, this is something that the ME's office can get a determination of rather quickly. But it is a very odd coincidence that this would occur on that same property where Kylie Montero's body was buried and discovered just a few weeks ago. So very strange. And of course, that led to a lot of armchair sleuths on the internet over the course of the weekend, trying to put together the pieces on their own. And that's usually not a wise thing to do when there's such a lack of details that are out there. People are trying to put it together based on what they saw one person say, and then they saw another person say, and then between those two things, they're like, well, maybe I can make sense out of this. And I can tell you, you know, not that I want to relate this to the paranormal, but when we're investigating the paranormal, that's something that we have to be careful of, is that we're not trying to create a narrative out of disjointed pieces of information, because you only get little bits and pieces of what you find out. It's a dangerous thing to start trying to put that together into a story without anything to actually back that up. So The same thing goes with a lot of these true crime cases that people get so wrapped up in, is they're getting bits and pieces of information, and then they're trying to make that into a bigger narrative. And they, you know, because human beings, we don't love a mystery. We love to solve a mystery. We don't like to leave things open-ended. We don't like when things are unsolved. And so that's why I think you're going to see people kind of jumping to some conclusions here when we don't, oh, sorry, hit the microphone, when we don't actually have any proof either way. So again, you can send app chat messages on the WBSM app. They're getting ready now here at the New Bedford Regional Airport to have a ceremony. They're going to actually go out onto the tarmac, and they're going to have, the plane is already out there, and they're going to have a podium out there, and there's going to be some words that are spoken. The mayor is going to be here addressing the crowd, folks from Cape Air, folks from the airport. The city councilors are going to be in attendance. The Chamber of Commerce, the One South Coast Chamber, they're going to be here in attendance, and some others as well. So it's going to be a big celebration of this new service. Something that just goes to show, as I was saying earlier in the program, New Bedford is a very important part of Massachusetts now. I mean, we have always known that it has been. We have always known the importance of New Bedford to the entire state. But now you're getting the recognition for that by them connecting us with major transportation services. So between having now the train coming to New Bedford, between having now this air service from New Bedford to Boston and Boston to New Bedford, it just shows that we are just as important as any other city in the Commonwealth. And I was saying earlier that for something that the train is now, you know, a season through, we've gone through the entire summer of it. I was coming home from bowling at a little after 9 o'clock on Thursday night, and I saw 30 to 40 people on that train as it came rumbling through down Nash Road. So if it's being used by that many people on a Thursday night, I'm sure during the, you know, the prime commuting hours, it's even more. And I know that I drive by during the daytime and I look at the parking lot and I see it's pretty full. Even now, when it's probably not C Street passengers, this late into the season. So this is just another example of ways that we are able to connect not only to Boston, but through Boston. And that's what's great about this, is you could be going anywhere in the world now, anywhere that Logan flies to, you could be heading there, and you can get there now from New Bedford. And that, it's not just the New Bedford people that can do it too. It's people from all over the region who, you know, maybe you live in Rehoboth and it's easier for you to come here and fly. Maybe you live on the Cape and it's easier for you to come here and fly. And it's going to be something that will be well utilized, and I think also will be a major time and money saver for people who don't like to drive themselves to the airport. Got an app chat message here from Sketty. It's pretty long and I haven't read it yet, so let's just go right into it. She says, good morning, Tim. First, I just want to say how much I appreciate you so very much. You make me and my morning so fantastic, and I hold so much love for you in my heart. When you leave the airport, look down at my balcony. I'll be waving a flag at you. I have a palm tree. Okay, I see it. I'm not going to give away any of these details. And she says, you're going to call into Barry's show to let us know when you're boarding the plane to come back. Have fun in Beantown. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to call Chris's show if we get the phones back up and running in time. And I will call him and report to him on what the flight was like. And then I believe by the time Barry is on the air, I'm taking that 1 o'clock flight. I should be back at the studio before his show is even halfway over. You know, I'm thinking I'll probably get back there sometime between 2 and 2:30. So yeah, I could pop on with him for a few minutes and let him know what it was like, but I think it's going to be that quick. So I am going to be spending a couple of hours working at the airport waiting for that return flight. But I think when all is said and done, you know, this is a great way to travel. And certainly when you're me and you don't have to be anywhere and you're not trying to get a connecting flight or anything else and you're just hanging around the airport, it's a little bit more fun. But think about all the time that you're going to save now when you are getting yourself to Boston in the air as opposed to on the road. 15 minutes in the air. And you fly low, so you get to see everything. And on these Cape Air flights, every seat is a window seat. You can see around you almost 360 degrees. and they're actually getting newer planes down the line where the wings are going to be on top of the plane as opposed to on the bottom of the plane, so you won't have any obstructed view out those windows. So that's not this flight yet, not yet, but they do have some of those planes around here on the airport that you can take a look at when you come here. And in the future, that's the way that you'll be able to fly here. So if you're somebody who wants to, you know, pop a few photographs off while you're up there, it'll be a gorgeous view from up there, especially on a day like today. We couldn't have asked for a better day. And as somebody who's never flown on a plane this small, I'm glad for the nice weather. All right, I've got to take a break here. When we come back, we can take some more app chat messages. Still working on getting the phones up and running. But when we come back, too, we'll have the news coming up in a few moments. Mike Roberts will give us all the top stories of the day. And then we will also have today's edition of the Gen X Files for you as well. So stick around. We'll be back in just a few moments as we're broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport.
That's my son, Jared. But the world knew him as recording artist Juice WRLD. At the height of his fame, we lost him to an accidental drug overdose. I'm Carmela Wallace. I started Live Free 999 to remove the stigma and normalize conversations around mental health and substance abuse. I want to ensure that we never lose another Jared.
Go to livefree999.org to learn more. If you need urgent support, text LF999 to 741741.
I wanted to quit for so long, but I didn't know where to start.
I was afraid of what people would think, but then I found the right support to start my recovery journey.
I found a path that worked for me.
1 in 14 Americans reports experiencing a substance use disorder, a treatable medical condition. Treatment can take many forms, so there are a variety of options to explore and find the one that works best for you. Recovery from drug addiction is possible. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various paths to recovery.
You're waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
And welcome back. We are broadcasting live today from the New Bedford Regional Airport. I'm going to be here at least for the next half hour or so, and then I'm getting on the plane heading to Boston. And Council President Shane Berger will be taking over. And then from 9 to noon, Chris McCarthy is going to have you here as well. So if you want to come on down, you can. Right now, the airport is filled with people who are here for the ceremony. So if you want to come by here and see that or see the plane take off at 8:15, you can go on up to the observation deck and watch all of that. I want to thank the Pork Man who sent me an app chat message on the WBSM app saying, have a safe trip, Tim. And we will definitely make sure that it's as safe as possible. I am, like I said, never been on a plane this small before, so I'm excited to see what it's going to be like. And I'll report back to everybody and let you know what it was like. We're planning on taking some photos up there and everything and kind of documenting the whole process. And then I'll have an article up later on today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Right now, we're going to go into the news with Mike Roberts. We're going to get all the top stories of the day, and then we'll have today's edition of the Gen X Files for you coming up right after that. Take it away, Mike Roberts.
Ten shot at a Mormon church in Michigan. A convicted cop killer on FBI's most wanted list has died, and the world's healthiest food.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Well, they say two people are dead and eight others wounded after a shooting at a Michigan church. Grand Blanc Police Chief William Rain said the gunman, identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford, drove his vehicle through the front doors of a church and fired multiple rounds inside. It happened at the LDS Latter-day Saints Church yesterday morning in a small community about 50 miles north of Detroit. Police say the shooter also set the church on fire. There are likely to be more victims. Sanford was shot and killed by police in the parking lot of the church. Seven of the victims are in stable condition. President Trump is expected to meet with top congressional leaders today to try to avoid a government shutdown. GOP Speaker Mike Johnson, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and Democratic House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, all expected to meet with Trump in the Oval Office. Congress has just 2 days left to agree on a stopgap bill to keep the government fully funded past tomorrow. New York City Mayor Eric Adams throwing in the towel on his bid for re-election.
Adams announced his decision to drop out in a video message posted to social media.
The constant media speculation about my future and the campaign finance board's decision to withhold millions of dollars have undermined my ability to raise the funds needed for a serious campaign.
Recent weeks have seen speculation about job offers from the Trump administration. Adams' decision leaves a three-way race between Democratic frontrunner Zohran Mamdani, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, and Republican Curtis Sliwa. I'm Larry Kofsky.
It's now confirmed the gunman who opened fire at the NFL's New York City headquarters earlier this year had CTE. The New York City Office of the Chief Medical Examiner said that it's confirmed Shame Tamura had CTE after a thorough assessment and extensive analysis by its neuropathology experts. Tamura killed four people in that July shooting. A well-known Manhattan financier is facing sex trafficking charges, Liz Warner reports.
Howard Rubin, a one-time money manager who made millions at Solomon Brothers and other Wall Street firms, was arrested Friday in Connecticut. He is charged with sex trafficking and transporting women across state lines for commercial sex acts. Prosecutors allege Rubin orchestrated the operation for more than a decade, participating in lurid sex acts at various hotels and even building a so-called sex dungeon inside a rented Manhattan penthouse. If convicted, he could face anywhere from a minimum of 15 years to life in prison.
Convicted cop killer and escapee Joanne Chesimard, who was on the FBI's most wanted list, has died in Cuba at the age of 78.
Cuba, the country that provided a safe haven for Joanne Chesimard after she shot and killed New Jersey State Trooper Werner Forster in cold blood back in 1973, announced her death from old age and health complications on Friday. They referred to the Black Liberation Army member as Assata Shakur. The New York-born fugitive is the godmother of Tupac Shakur. Governor Phil Murphy said New Jersey had worked with the State Department for years to bring Chesimard back to New Jersey to face justice. Now Murphy says he'll oppose any attempt to repatriate Chesimard's remains to the U.S. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
What is the world's healthiest food?
A study from William Patterson University in New Jersey, published with support from the CDC, has found the world's healthiest food. That food is the vegetable watercress. Researchers analyzed dozens of foods against 17 essential nutrients, including fiber, protein, and iron, and vitamins like C, E, and K. They found that 100 grams of watercress delivers 100% of the recommended daily intake. Watercress contains more vitamin C than oranges and lemons, and more calcium than milk. I'm Rob Martier.
The NFL will play more games in Brazil. On Friday, the league announced a new commitment to play at least three regular season games over 5 years in Rio de Janeiro. The first of those games will be played next year. The NFL played games in Sao Paulo last season and this season. The teams and dates for next year's games will be announced at a later date.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots crushed the Carolina Panthers 42-13 yesterday, and the Sox over Detroit 4-3. And in the NBA, Al Horford leaping the Celtics, signing a multi-year deal with the Golden State Warriors.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Mostly cloudy today, 76. Still cloudy tonight, 54. More clouds tomorrow, 74. A few peaks of sun for Wednesday. Much cooler, though, only 60. 61 on Thursday with clouds and sun. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app.
This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, we are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. They're all headed outside onto the tarmac for the big ceremony. I'll be in here waiting for 8 o'clock to get on the plane. So if you want to come down and see the plane off, you can come on down and go up to the observation tower. But I've got my boarding pass. I've got my bag all checked in. I'm ready to go. But before I go, I know you want to hear today's edition of
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with our celebrity birthdays. Ian McShane, who turned profanity into Shakespeare with his performance as Al Swearengen on Deadwood, is celebrating his 83rd birthday today. Brian Gumbel, who was the host of the Today Show for much of Gen X's childhood, is 77. Rock star comedian Andrew Dice Clay is 68. Baywatch star Erica Eleniak turns 56. James Lance, who plays Trent Crim, the Independent, on Ted Lasso, is 50. Zachary Levi, who played Chuck on the series of the same name before going on to become Shazam for DC, is 45. The NFL's Megatron, Calvin Johnson, turns 40. NBA superstar Kevin Durant is 37. And singer Halsey is celebrating her 31st birthday today. On this date in 1975, singer Jackie Wilson had a heart attack while performing live on stage at the Latin Casino in New Jersey. Wilson collapsed into a coma, suffering severe brain damage. Ironically, he was in the middle of singing one of his biggest hits, Lonely Teardrops, and was two words into the line, "My heart is crying," when he collapsed on the stage, striking his head heavily. He remained semi-comatose for 9 years until his death in 1984 at the age of 49. In 1982 on this date, Cheers premiered on NBC. In 1984, Prince and the Revolution began a two-week run at the top of the U.S. pop chart with Let's Go Crazy. The track became Prince's second number one hit on the Billboard Hot 100, while also topping the Hot R&B, Hip-Hop Songs, and Hot Dance Club Play charts, proving the song's versatility. September 29, 1982, three Chicago area residents became ill and died after ingesting extra-strength Tylenol, later found to be poisoned with cyanide. They're the first of seven victims to lose their lives after taking the over-the-counter pain reliever, which had been tampered with. The case would create a national panic over the safety of non-prescription medications and led to new standards for pill packaging. In 1988, the space shuttle Discovery was launched, the first since the Challenger disaster of 1986. In 1989, Zsa Zsa Gabor was convicted of slapping a police officer in Beverly Hills. The assault had occurred on June 14th of 1989. On this date in 1990, Nelson hit number one on the pop charts with "I Can't Live Without Your Love and Affection." Also on this date in 1990, Millie's book, written by First Lady Barbara Bush about the president's dog, became a best-selling nonfiction book. It was released on this day. In 1992, Magic Johnson came out of retirement to play for the Los Angeles Lakers after retiring less than a year earlier after he revealed that he was HIV positive. He retired again in 1996. In 1993, the film A Bronx Tale was released in theaters, and on that same day, the TV show Grace Under Fire premiered on ABC. In 1994, the 304 jurors and alternate jurors were chosen for O.J. Simpson's murder trial. On this date in 1996, the Nintendo 64 game system was released. And in 1998, the television series Felicity debuted on the WB. That's the Gen X Files for September 29th, 2025.
All right. And hey, thanks, Tim. So that was everybody that was just here has now all gone outside. They're going to be having this ceremony to welcome everybody and to welcome this new service. And then the first plane takes off at 8:15. So I'm going to board in about 20 minutes. And as I was saying earlier today, New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo is supposed to take over for me at 8 o'clock, just in case he's not here. And thankfully, we have producer extraordinaire Matt Barth here to keep an eye on things. But we've got some audio in there. We're going to rerun the broadcast of the discussion we had regarding the upcoming Podkawa 5K. So if that is, you know, necessary, we'll play that. And if not, we'll have Council President Burgo here. But if you also missed the earlier discussion, I screwed up and I logged myself out of the computer that allows me to take phone calls, and I need somebody else that can log me into that. It's one of those things that only the higher ups can do. So I'm waiting for them to get me into that. So I can't take any phone calls right now. However, I can take your app chat messages on the WBSM app. DSY says, are there any dignitaries flying with you, and how many people does it hold? And one last thing, stay safe. Well, thank you. I know New Bedford City Council, Councilor at Large, Ian Abreu, is going to be with me. I don't know who else is going to be on, but I know that they did open it up to anybody that wanted to go on. And they said nine people plus the captain. So 10 people on the plane. And on this particular plane, there is no co-pilot. The co-pilot seat is actually going to be a seat that people can sit in.
And I think Kristen said she wants to grab that one. But so that's a seat that will be open on some of these flights. So if you do take this flight, you might get the chance to actually sit in that seat. The only time that that would be occupied is if they have a pilot who is training with another pilot. So otherwise, that would be a seat that would be available for sale and that you'd be able to sit in. Let me look at my boarding pass here. It doesn't look like it actually gives you a seat, so I think it's pretty much, yeah, it's pretty much like you can just figure it out when you get on there. And so what they did is they gave me my boarding passes here in New Bedford to get on the plane in New Bedford and to board for Boston. And now it says that boarding begins at 7:45 a.m., but I don't have to worry about that because they're not going to be done by 7:45 with what they're doing. But then 12:30, I'm going to board in Boston to come back here. The plane takes off at 1:00. Be back here by 1:35, 1:40, and I'll be back at my desk by like 2:30. So it's a really, really fun and really simple way to be able to get to Boston. So hopefully you'll take advantage of it. The other part of it too is when I go through the TSA screening now, there's only going to be, you know, eight other people there with me. So at most. So it should be pretty easy to get through TSA when you are taking this plane. And again, it's not like there's flights every hour or every half hour like there is in Boston, so you don't have to worry about there being a big line and a big backup. So you don't need to get to the airport hours in advance of your flight. So you don't even need to get to Logan now hours in advance of your flight. So if you work it all together, then you can easily just cut down the amount of time that you have to spend in an airport. So it's a much, much smoother way to be able to get to Logan and be able to get to where you're going from there. And think about this, when you're going somewhere else and, you know, you're dealing with, you know, connecting flights and getting to somewhere else and getting a rental car and all that when you get there, don't you want things to be as easy as possible on the way to the airport? And so you can just go to capeair.com and you can find out more about it. All right. I am going to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments. Stick around.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hey, everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Honey. Hey, I'm here for you. Tell me about school today.
When kids can't find the right words, music can help them sound it out. Talk to the kids in your life about their emotional well-being. Find tools and resources at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to The Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
All right, everybody is outside, and they are getting ready to... You know, I think they're actually conducting the little ceremony right now. And I just got word that Ward 3 City Councilor Sean Oliver is going to be on the flight with us as well. So that's excellent. So this is just going to be a bunch of fun people to hang around with in Boston while we're waiting for that return flight to come back. Although some people might have, you know, made other plans. I don't want to get out of the airport and then have to go through TSA in in Boston. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to stick around inside the airport the whole time. Smoke sent a Snapchat message. Hard to believe after all these years, they finally get flights to Boston. Have a safe trip. Thank you very much. And yeah, very exciting. Big deal. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, I messed up the computer that takes the phone calls remotely. So I'm waiting for IT to fix that. So we can take your app chat messages, but not your phone calls. But coming up at 9 o'clock, we will have South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. I'm sure they'll get the phones fixed by then. At least I hope so, for Matt's sake. And then we'll have Council President Shane Burgo filling in for me in the 8 o'clock hour. Normally, he's the guest at 8 o'clock on Mondays. Today, he's going to be the host. There's also another story I wanted to bring up to your attention here, and it's something that they're just kind of in the beginning stages of investigating. But there's a church in Marblehead that for the second Sunday in a row had a fire break out during the Sunday morning church services. So the fire yesterday broke out during the 11 a.m. Mass at Our Lady Star of the Sea, and someone smelled smoke coming from the bathroom and called 911. There was no damage to the building, and nobody was injured. However, this marks the second Sunday in a row that the Marblehead Fire Department responded to smoke in the church during that 11 a.m. Mass, which prompted state fire investigators to probe the incident. So they did ask everybody to leave just as a precaution, but they're trying to figure out what's going on, because what is this? Is this somebody sneaking into the bathroom and having a cigarette during the 11 o'clock Mass and setting off the smoke detectors? Or is this somebody who is intentionally trying to disrupt the church service? So they're investigating that to try to figure out what's going on. But I thought that was a really weird story and something that I wanted to bring to your attention. And also, we are waiting to see if there's any more information that comes out regarding the story from Rehoboth. If you missed out on that over the weekend, on Friday morning, two people were discovered in a van on the same property where Kylie Montero's body was buried. And that was the home of her boyfriend, Gregory Groom, who has been arrested and charged with her murder. That property there is a pretty large tract of land, 107 County Street in Rehoboth. And there were two people who were living in a van on that property, and they were found unresponsive on Friday morning. One person, the male, who was identified as David Lund, 54, he was pronounced deceased at the scene. And his 48-year-old wife was taken to the hospital. She is in critical but stable condition. And the fire department said that there was no sign of carbon monoxide, which normally you think, you know, people unresponsive, sleeping in a van, they turn the heat on, they leave the engine running, and the carbon monoxide builds up somehow. Maybe there's an exhaust leak. But they said that there wasn't any carbon monoxide present. Now, I don't know if that means that it might have been overnight and that it dissipated, or if that means that, you know, I don't know what the testing is for that. And in fact, we're going to have firefighter Anthony Puente on with us coming up on Thursday morning. And so when he joins us to talk about Fire Safety Month, we can talk with him a little bit about that and find out, you know, what some of those details might be regarding how long they could expect carbon monoxide to dissipate. And so the real problem with that too is, if that's not the cause, then what is? And the DA's office said that those folks do have a history of drug abuse. So is this something that is drug related? All right, we got to take a break here. We'll come back in just a few moments. Stick around. We'll be right back. All right. Well, we are broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport, and I'm out of here. I'm taking off for the friendly skies. Council President Shane Burgo is going to be taking over the show for me. And Shane, I got some good news and some bad news. The good news is you don't have to take any phone calls. The bad news is you're not going to be able to take any phone calls. So we're waiting for them to fix this problem to connect remotely, so you don't have to worry about anybody calling up and beating up on you. So, yeah, there you go. And I will be landing in just a little bit. When I do land, I will check in probably with Chris McCarthy on his show. If we get the calls going in time for that, I will check in with you and let you know how everything went. And then, of course, when I come back, I can pop in with Barry and let you know how that return trip went as well. So I want to thank everybody here at the New Bedford Regional Airport for having me getting excited here. Going to be going up there and checking out this flight and reporting back to you and letting you know what it's like to fly from New Bedford to Boston. Now that you can do that from Cape Air, and if you